The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we will look at the specialty of public health nursing. In this episode of the Nursing Notes Live podcast, I chat with two leading public health nurses. Leo Saligan is the principal investigator at the National Institute of Nursing Research within the National Institutes of Health. And Nancy Shapiro is executive director of the Association of Public Health Nurses. We sat down and talked about what it means to be a public health nurse and the important place they hold in our healthcare system. Here's that discussion. Hi, Leo and Nancy. Welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's really a pleasure to have both of you here on the show today. And I'll start off with my lead-off question that I ask all of my guests here on the show. And Nancy, I'll start with you. Why don't you share with us a little bit about why you wanted to become a nurse? What was it that in your background or your education that spurred you in the direction of becoming a nurse?
Well, I was always interested in science, and then when I was about 13, I came down with a fever of unknown origin and needed to go into the hospital, and at that time you were hospitalized for long periods of time. I was in for about a week. Families were not allowed to visit, and I had a relatively horrible experience, and I decided that no one really should be treated that way, and so decided that I wanted to go into nursing to help improve the conditions that patients had when they were hospitalized, especially the maternal and child health population. So it was a long time ago, and parents weren't allowed to visit. I had very painful tests done, no explanations provided, no health education. So I think that's what also drove me into public health. So.
Excellent.
That's my background.
Excellent. And it's interesting to hear that motivation. And things certainly have changed, haven't they?
Yes, they have, which is a sign that I am aging.
Leo, how about you? What caused you to go in the direction of a nursing career?
Oh, thank you, Jamie, for this opportunity. Yes, the concept of caring for me, which is very central to nursing, is so attractive and powerful, and it's very consistent with my personal philosophy. I've been a nurse since 1992. I have great mentors, both within my family who are excellent nurses, aunts, and from both sides of my family, and Calista Roy, who is my mentor since I was in nursing school, has really influenced me on how to care and how to be involved with other individuals, especially in improving their health. I joined NIH, the National Institute of Health, in 2006. I thought that becoming a public health nurse would do more good, as the impact of my work could influence a large number of people over the years. And being really invested and interested in nursing research, which is my line of work, stems from my desire to discover new knowledge, which is very appealing to me. Nurses definitely offer a unique perspective, posing specific questions that arise from our direct patient interactions, which all these years have been noted to be the most trusted profession in our excellent clinical observations of behavior that our patients experience. And discovering, especially in my career path, discovering new information that has immense clinical impact and improving the quality of life of patients is very rewarding.
I'm sure it is. And, you know, it's interesting that we're talking about public health nursing this month, because I can't help but think that really the history of modern nursing really has very close ties and always had very close ties to the public health arena. Nurses have always seemed to be operating on the forefront of investigating and following up on what's going on in a community's health. And Leo, do you have any thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, nursing science has a very rich history, you know, going back to the days of Florence Nightingale. He's our first researcher, conducted some observational studies on how to improve the lives of men in at war. And our institute, the National Institute of Nursing Research, is one of the 27 institutes and centers here at the National Institutes of Health. We're actually coming up with our 30th anniversary as part of the NIH, and we have a history book in our website at www.ninr.nih.gov. It details the timeline of many of those types of milestone in nursing science impact on public health. As the largest federal agency, NINR is dedicated to support nursing science with a mission to promote and improve the health of individuals, families, and communities.
Nancy, how about you? You know, your thoughts about your work with the National Organization of Public Health Nurses and represent so many of them. There really is such a close tie between nurses and public health.
Yes, there is. And I think, as Leo has mentioned, historically nurses have always looked at the whole patient and the family and then the community. And in my situation, I had just recently retired from practicing in public health as an assistant health commissioner in a health department in Ohio. And during my 30 years, I've seen the evolution of public health nursing and how public health nursing has gone from becoming less of a clinical provider and moving into more population-based services, things like developing policies to help communities stay healthier, and those kinds of things. So I think that the public health nursing role has evolved over time, and I believe we might be going back to our roots, that that evolution will occur, and especially with the Affordable Care Act and other changes that are happening in our communities, that nurses can play a vital role in helping link patients to appropriate providers while still dealing with the community issues and building community assets to help those individuals stay healthier and make healthy choices easy choices. So the role that nurses have, I think, might be moving away from the specialization that we've seen in the past, from clinical services, maternal and child health services, and different things to more generalists again, and again, providing things throughout the community.
What, Nancy, do you think makes someone a good public health nurse, or what qualities does a nurse need to move from, say, bedside nursing into the public health arena?
I think it's the ability to have that wide view and really be able to see a little bit of the forest in addition to the individual leaves and trees, looking broader at just one patient and things that you can do. When you see many patients with similar conditions, especially related to things like chronic diseases, what is it within the community or within their environment that you can do to help them, again, make easier choices that are healthier choices? So much of what we do and the diseases that we have in our society today, while we have some pretty serious infectious agents, there are also things with quality of life issues with chronic diseases that you can do to improve your health and that you have control over. So helping folks do that, I think, is vital. And I think nurses are in a perfect position because, as Leo mentioned, they are such a trusted healthcare provider that if we work as teams in our communities, we can help really improve the quality of life and then health.
Leo, how about you? I mean, you're in a unique area of public health nursing with being actively involved in public health nursing research. What makes a nurse a good public health nurse researcher?
Oh, thank you. I can speak from the perspective as a nurse scientist and a principal investigator here at NIH, and also as a proud member of the United States Public Health Service. And nurses are very well trained to make important clinical observations and objective observations in the basis of research. So every nurse is poised to be involved in research that impacts public health at any level. Our unique place in healthcare positions us to ask questions that can have impact on individuals, families, and communities. And nursing science in itself is a discipline that is versatile enough to accommodate various individuals at different life stages of their career and allow one to make a difference in people's lives. Actually, here at NNR, the National Institute of Nursing Research, we support scientists to develop innovative technologies to increase access to healthcare and deliver personal care and health information. And we have scientists that find ways to improve ways for clinicians to discuss palliative and end-of-life care for seriously ill patients and their families. And these are really empowering information and resources for the public.
Nancy, what do you think about skills that a nurse or a student nurse should seek out if they're interested in a career in public health? Do they need a particular background in nursing or really work harder to develop certain skills over others?
I think that we would love to have the education level for beginning practitioners in public health to be a baccalaureate level. That was the goal back when I was a student, and it still is. Nursing has had a tendency, because of the need, I think, for nurses to really have a wide variety of educational options for folks, which is great for those wanting to enter the field. But that baccalaureate education, that high science-based education is vital. I also think that as you're proceeding through your education, to seek out opportunities in communities. Try to, Leo mentioned mentors, and I think that's one of the things that joining an association like the Public Health Nurse Association can do for you. We're located at phnurse.org, and it's really a practice-based group that is helping mentor. We just started a fellowship program and are working with a graduate student now to help us do some things and develop some policy and practice models around chronic disease prevention. But I think that mentorship and meeting folks that are in the profession can really help boost a career. I was fortunate enough in my career to have a mentor that worked with me and also encouraged my joining an association that then helped me build those leadership skills that you need within a community. The ability to run a coalition or get folks moving in a direction that you'd like is something that you need to work with your community, but you also have to have some leadership skill development.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I'm anyone who's listened to this show at all knows I'm a big proponent of nurses being actively involved and active members in their own specialty professional associations. I think that it's one of the hidden opportunities out there that many nurses don't take advantage of. And the networking, the relationships that are developed just is so valuable and improves patient care in so many ways.
Oh, I think we learn so much from each other, and I think that we share those practice issues. Now with public health departments being able to become accredited, I think the sharing of experiences, documentation, ideas, best practices, taking some of that research that's happening, maybe not as rigorous as Leo conducts with the NIH, but there's a lot of things that are doing that are kind of lower level that are happening in communities, sharing that. What the successes are, what the barriers were, and then moving that into other communities to, again, see if it helps improve the quality of life and health.
Leo, I know you're involved in such high and what we got, as Nancy just said, higher level research, but that research really is valuable to all the way down to the bedside nurse and the community public health nurse.
Absolutely. Our research here are basically, we are focused on different aspects of life. For example, NNI supports different research in symptom science, wellness, self-management, end of life and palliative care, and supports actually the development of nurse scientists. We provide evidence base to support the practice of the largest healthcare profession, and as I mentioned, improve the wellness and quality of life for all individuals. Because of our nursing science's better understanding of the symptoms of chronic illness, such as pain and fatigue, which I am currently conducting in my lab, and disordered sleep. So these are very important to critically important in improving the quality of life of individuals affected with different illnesses, especially in chronic illness. In NINR, we have different programs that offers opportunities even for high school students, mid-career individuals, or experienced scientists. We have training opportunities in NINR. They can just visit www.ninr.nih.gov/training. This page links to several NINR hands-on research training programs held here in NIH campus, such as our graduate partnership program, the Symptom Research Methodology Series, and there's Summer Genetic Institute, which are hugely popular. These trainings and other brochures, such as the Research Training Grants and Opportunities, gives an overview of research opportunities outside and inside NIH for students and experienced scientists. We also have free online courses that nurses can avail, such this is entitled Developing Nurse Scientists, which is a great starting point. It provides four self-paced modules of general research training for nurses who are interested to go into research. In addition, we offer free video tutorials for early career nurse scientists who wants to learn to identify a research topic, for example, write an application, or successfully obtain funding. And all these are available in our website. So these opportunities, and I can't mention enough what Nancy has said, to find a mentor is really key in developing or in moving forward with your career. This mentor can help you discover your research interests, find appropriate training, develop your strength in whatever skills that you want, and they are a valuable resource to move forward with your career.
And in one of the things that I think as a practice-based nurse and what APHN, the Association of Public Health Nurses, does is try to bring some of that research to practice. And it is a difficult transition at times because a lot of the nurses, again, don't have that educational background that Leo was speaking of that can really know enough about the research to how to bring it down. And so APHN works with the Quad Council, that's four nursing organizations that include us, that look toward bringing nursing education, the Nurses Association, and other groups together to really figure out how to do those linkages and how to bring things down to a level where things can be implemented in a community. And I think that's a vital transition, and APHN can help with that.
And in addition, I'm an officer of the United States Public Health Service. The Commissioned Corps of the United States Public Health Service has also great opportunities for students, and they can visit that website at www.usphs.gov/student for more information about that career path.
Well, there's lots of resources out there, and I'll have to make sure I get all those links put in the show notes for this episode so people can follow up on them. I'm curious, as we kind of wind down here, what advice, Leo, would you offer for a nurse or a student that's looking for a career in public health nursing? Is there something you offer as encouragement or advice as they move forward?
Yeah, absolutely. So first thing I think is you need to be involved in your local, state, and national nursing organization and different educational and career opportunities in public health nursing. As from the perspective of a nursing science career, the key is to find a mentor. Identify the experts in the research area you want to be part of locally and across the country. Find out who is doing the best work in your area and see if you can get them on board as a mentor. A good mentor will help you define your career path. He or she will share knowledge, provide encouragement, and hopefully inspire you. If you find a mentor and jump in and get involved early in the research project, in that mentor's research project as a student, or even in your local school, you can learn a lot and get a better idea of the opportunities and challenges that's involved, especially in the field of research.
Nancy, how about you?
I really do I can't say enough about the value of association membership and that networking and an ability to find a mentor that might not be in your local community but can be across the country. I'm always amazed at our members and their skills and talents. Every time I talk to them on the phone, and I'm relatively new in this position, it's only been a couple of months, and our members who are leaders in public health nursing have so much to share and are so open and willing to do that, that it's a wonderful opportunity for students and early career transitional folks that are just coming in and say, hey, I'm not quite sure I want to do this hospital-based stuff anymore. I want to look at a different career direction. That they can find folks that were very, very willing to assist and help and guide them in making decisions about their career, and then also some, you know, high-level practice concerns, and look at things in a fresh light as something that's happening somewhere across the country that is able to be applied in your community. So there's just wonderful opportunities with association membership. In an association such as ours, that you can get totally immersed in and involved in as much as you'd like.
Make sure you check out the entire October 2014 issue of Nursing Notes, where we take a look at public health nurses. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss our other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I sit down with our get-to-know nurse, Susan Pinnock, a public health nurse with the Washington County Health Department in Beaverton, Oregon. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.